Right for the Future is a digital rights nonprofit organization that is committed to basically defending and preserving our human rights in the digital world. We are one of many other organizations hosting the internet-wide Day of Action to Save Net Neutrality. And net neutrality rules are basically the First Amendment of the internet. They protect our free speech in the digital age online. More than 70,000 websites, online services, internet users are participating in the internet-wide Day of Action. Some websites, some applications are sending notifications to their members and their users about what's at threat here and what the Federal Communications Commission is proposing when it comes to the free internet order. Websites are participating in lots of unique ways based on how they interact with their members and users.
And you might see certain icons or logos up on the pages that indicate that if there was no net neutrality, this website might be blocked or might be slow, something like that. What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So the principles of net neutrality protect internet users from internet service providers like Comcast and Verizon from slowing down, blocking, censoring, and charging extra fees online. So different applications, different websites, for example, I mean, we have such a wide range of websites participating from Amazon to Netflix to Kickstarter and Etsy and Reddit, OkCupid, Airbnb, even Facebook and Google are going to participate in one way or another. And yeah, people will see slow loading icons. People will see internet censorship messages. People will see various ways that basically try to show internet users that without net neutrality, internet service providers like Comcast and Verizon will have the power to control the internet, to create fast lanes for those who can afford to pay more fees to internet service providers, which has essentially put the vast majority of internet users in slow lanes. The ways that companies and websites and bloggers and YouTubers, even the Internet Creators Guild, which represents YouTubers and creators on YouTube, have joined, and over 100 YouTube creators have sent a letter to the FCC against the FCC's plan to repeal net neutrality rules as well.
If people want to get involved, where can they go?
People can visit battleforthenet.com/July 12th. And they can sign up to participate. And basically what participating looks like for the average internet user is making sure that you visit battleforthenet.com and submit a comment that will go to the FCC and your members of Congress rejecting the FCC's plan to repeal net neutrality rules.